Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being, because we have with us on the line, hopefully, from the Florida, Greg Seolin. We're going to be talking about his book on genetically modified food, Beware the Coming Apocalypse. Now, we actually are putting together a four-tape set on genetically modified food. We're going to be carrying Greg's very excellent book. It's a short book, and it's only $8.95. We're going to be carrying, of course, the book Seeds of Deception by Jeffrey Smith, which is an excellent book. And then, of course, we're going to have a four-tape set on genetically modified foods. And I think you'll be fascinated and perhaps a little disturbed when you realize what's really going on in the world today, and that we are not getting the truth, and the lives of the people of this country and certainly our families are being endangered by many of the things that are going on, and we are not being protected by the Federal Drug Administration, and they're doing everything they can to prevent the food from being labeled as to whether it's genetically modified or not. Now, what the real crux of the whole issue is, if you certainly go over and evaluate what's going on in Europe, they're not allowing genetically modified foods there. The people in Europe are getting the truth from their media, and they realize that there are serious questions about the safety of genetically modified foods. And, of course, because of the degree of media control in America today, we're not getting that information here. Well, with us on the line is Greg Seolin. Hi, Greg. How are you doing? There we are. Hi, Greg. Hi, Greg. Are you there?
Yep, I sure am, Stan. Nice to be with you this evening.
All right, fine. Why don't you tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself and about the Crusader, which you publish, and if you even want, well, we'll get your telephone number out a little later when we have all of our various stations on board.
Okay, well, I began my mission basically with what I'm doing today back in the year 2000. I was pretty angry and upset about what I saw taking place with genetic engineering. I saw all these food crops being altered, all these packaged products that contained genetically engineered ingredients on the supermarket shelves, and no labeling, and I started asking a lot of people if they knew what was going on, and I found that most people were completely clueless to what was happening. And so I began by writing this booklet that I sent you, and which we're going to be talking a little bit about this evening on the program. And from there, I spun off a health magazine where we cover a lot of different alternative health issues, from genetic engineering to pharmaceutical drugs. We kind of bill ourselves as like a health lies exposed type of an organization. We really try and dig up the dirt on a lot of different issues. Genetic engineering is just one front.
Well, I think, for our listeners, you have to understand we've seen just one example of this recently with Vioxx, where the truth did get out. And they're talking about between 88 and 130,000 people dying because the FDA covered up the evidence of the fact that there was a marked increase in heart disease and stroke using Vioxx. And they know this about many other medicines, but this is one of the most dramatic ones. We can't trust the government because why? Well, we have some of the finest bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. that money could buy. We know that many of these scientists at the NIH are getting large retainers from the drug companies that they're supposed to regulate. Now, do you honestly out there in the audience think we're going to get honest regulation when the scientists are getting paid off? We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. Our guest today is Greg Sciola of Crusader Magazine. And Greg is really out there trying to let the American people know that a lot of things we are being told as far as health just aren't so. And it's not because the doctors want to hurt anybody. They don't. But there's a lot of information they don't get. Why? Because the magazines that they read are financed by the drug companies, because many of the meetings they go to are financed by the drug companies. The people who come to their offices, the detail men and women, are financed by the drug companies, and many of the leaders of organized medicine, well, they're on the take as well. And this is the great tragedy. I know, because I was in organized medicine, and there were all sorts of attempts to bribe me, to get me to go along with the system, and most people would do it. Well, there are a few people like Greg and myself that wouldn't go along with the system. So Greg has put together a wonderful book. It's called GMOs, Beware the Coming Food Holocaust. Is that the right title?
Food apocalypse.
Apocalypse. Well, the genetically modified foods are not safe. There are no good controlled studies that show us there are, and there are many studies that show, for instance, the milk that we get that is a result of the recombinant bovine growth hormone. It really has a real problem with it. And I'm going to let Greg pick up some of these things. But right now, why have biotech companies altered critical food crops, and what's this genetic engineering really all about?
Well, there's a lot of benevolent reasons that have been given to people to explain why they're doing it. I think as some of your listeners will see after they hear this interview and if they purchase the book, I think there's a lot more sinister reasons why this technology is happening. But some of the reasons that they claim is that they're going to make crops that are going to be either pest resistant or herbicide tolerant, or drought resistant is another reason, Stan, that, you know, they can take crops that would not normally grow in desert conditions or very dry conditions, and that they can create these things to produce properly. So you look at countries like Africa or Asia where there's problems with growing some of these kind of crops, people are going to think maybe these things are good if they can do it.
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Greg Sciola. And, of course, I'd ask Greg why this is going on. And Greg said, well, they give a lot of reasons. One of them, of course, is sometimes they can put the genetic changes into the crops so they'll grow in very, very dry areas. And this would allow them to produce food in areas that otherwise wouldn't be able to produce food. Are there any other reasons why? Of course, there's a real advantage to having genetically modified foods. You mentioned, of course, that this would then prevent certain insects from infesting the food, but are there any drawbacks to actually genetically modifying food so that it will be insect or resistant to herbicides and certainly these products that they spray products with to kill the weeds?
Well, we were told that genetic engineering was going to cut down dramatically on the use of pesticides and herbicides and fertilizers and fungicides. And that hasn't been the case. You know, as I was listing some of these different reasons, and there's a few other ones too, but take pest resistance, for example. They're genetically engineering crops such as corn that will have built-in pesticides within them. They take a soil bacterium called BT, or Bacillus thuringiensis, and they inject this through DNA technology right into the plant so that every cell in the plant now exudes this pesticide. So instead of their theory, instead of having to spray so many pesticides on this corn plant, the bugs that eat this plant are going to eat the pesticide built right into the corn's DNA, and they're going to die that way. But that is not totally the case, because they're still using pesticides, and in many cases, we're hearing reports around the country that pesticide use is actually increasing with a lot of these genetically engineered crops. So one of the first reasons they claim is that we're going to cut back on the use of pesticides was a big lie. What they're really doing, Stan, is that the big corporations, these big biotech companies, these big chemical companies, and these big pharmaceutical companies, which are all owned by the same people, they're all the same companies, they're just offshoots and divisions of the same company, they want to control the farms of the United States of America and planet Earth, and they want to have lock, stock control over the chemicals and seeds that are used on the farms. And so if you grow genetically engineered corn on your field, in order to buy that seed, you go to a seed dealer and you sign an agreement called a technology use agreement from that seed company that says, I agree to grow this seed and all that. Well, in that contract that you sign, you have to agree to use the specific pesticide that goes along with that corn plant. So if the biotech companies are locking farmers in to being forced to use their branded herbicides and pesticides. So it wasn't a case of, oh, let's genetically engineer this corn because we're going to stop using pesticides. Let's genetically engineer the corn and the soy and the canola and the cotton and everything else so that we can control the farmers, control the seeds, and then control what they spray on these fields with these things. And it's ridiculous.
Well, now, of course, Greg, if the insect eats the corn and it dies, what happens when we eat the corn? Certainly, we are a living being. Are there any effects, health effects, for the people who eat these corns that have the built-in pesticide, not simply sprayed on the outside, but sprayed in present in every molecule in that corn?
Well, you're getting a double whammy because not only are you eating the corn now that has this pesticide growing into all the cells of its DNA, you're also still eating the pesticides that are being sprayed on the corn. And so the answer to your question is, we really don't know, Stan. Health is declining rapidly with many people in the United States today. Look at allergies. There's an explosion of allergies. There was a case back in 2000 with Starlink corn that was not approved to be used for human food supply, yet it made it out into thousands of different products on the market that were for human consumption. And there were reports all over the country of people that had massive allergy problems that were eating this Starlink corn. So the answer is, we really don't know. We don't know what is going to happen to our health when we eat these products. It's a grand experiment that's taking place not only on all of America, but on the entire world, because America is the breadbasket of the world, and we're spreading this technology all over the planet to all these different countries because we're the wealthiest country in the world. We're using subsidies and loans and all kinds of coercion to force these other countries to grow these foods or to accept United States food aid as donations.
So, well, my understanding is, of course, that much of Europe refuses to use these products. They've heard about the scientific problems. They've heard about the scientific studies, like that one that was done in England with the pesticide in the potato, and they gave it to the rats, and the rats, of course, died. And other things they gave to the rats, they wouldn't even eat. They realized that there was real problems with them. The American is not allowed to know these things. That's the trouble. Because of the degree of control of the media, this information is really not getting out, is it?
No, it's not getting out. One of the chapters that I have in my book deals with labeling of genetically engineered foods. There's absolutely no labeling laws whatsoever, so we, as consumers, have no choice. We're supposed to be living in a country where we have a choice. I mean, if you look back throughout history at governments and regimes that are in place, when you don't have a choice, that's tyranny. That's a dictatorship. When a government allows a contaminated food to come out on the market through genetic engineering that violates all kinds of principles, we don't even have a choice. This stuff sitting on every store shelf in every grocery store in the United States of America, as I talk to you right now, we're talking 70 to 80% of the foods out there, Stan, that are on the market shelf today contain at least one ingredient that's been growing through the use of genetic engineering. Now, that doesn't mean the entire product is, and in the big picture, it may just be 1 or 2% of that product, but the fact is, it's through genetic engineering, and there's nothing on the label that says this product came through genetic engineering, or that it contains genetically engineered corn, or genetically engineered soy, or cotton, or canola. And that was another thing that I said in my book. When you really look at the crops that are out there that have been genetically engineered, the biotech companies sat back in their little boardrooms and they said, look, we got a technology that we want that's going to gobble up the entire food market. They zeroed in on the big crops that they knew would impact the largest percentage of our food supply. They didn't start with small things. They went after the big things like soy, corn, canola, which is the rapeseed, cotton. They've done some stuff with tomatoes. They've been trying to do the wheat. They've had some stumbling blocks with the wheat, but there's still a lot of indications that that's not too far down the road that that's going to happen. So in the big picture, they're trying to make it so that every single product that we consume in our daily lives is going to have some form of genetic engineering involved with it.
Well, let's talk about the meat and the dairy products, because my understanding is that 30 to 40% of the milk that is produced in the United States is made with a recombinant bovine growth hormone. And they give this to the cows, they inject it into the cows, because it increases the milk volume of milk about 30% from each cow. But my understanding is that there is a hormone that you find in milk, and it is increased in this, and it's an insulin-like hormone that is associated with prostate cancer and breast cancer. Have you heard anything about that?
Yes, I have. The hormone that you're referring to is they call it IGF-1, which stands for insulin-like growth factor, and they're finding that in cases of dairy that has been genetically engineered, that it's spiking the insulin-like growth factor hormones inside the human body drastically. And they're linking IGF-1 to all kinds of health problems, as you just alluded to. Prostate, how many men out there that are listening to this program have prostate trouble? Are they big consumers of dairy products?
Well, of course, we're talking about prostate cancer, not only trouble, but prostate cancer and breast cancer. And, of course, every effort is being done to prevent the labeling. In other words, some of the dairies wanted to put out, we don't have any recombinant growth hormone used to produce our milk. And the FDA said, well, you've got to put down, if you're going to put that on your milk cartons, you've got to say, but our milk is no different than that is produced with the hormone, and that just is a lie. And the government knows it's a lie, but they don't want the people to be concerned.
No, because we're the grand experiment for what they're planning.
And, of course, they have a perfect right to experiment on you and I. And they've done it with their mercury in their vaccines, and we have about one in every 150 children now is autistic. It used to be one in 10,000. And if you've got one of those children, your whole life has changed. We've seen that the dumbing down of our children, dramatic drop in the scores as far as their academic achievement tests. Our children cannot compete with the children from other countries. And you know, from scientific studies, we will be glad to send to any of you that done over in China, that if you are in an area with high fluoride levels in the water, the IQ of the child drops about 10%. We knock the IQ down with the thimerosal and the vaccines, especially the influenza vaccine that they want every child to get. We know that it drops the IQ with aspartame and NutraSweet, and then we wonder why the IQs are dropping. Well, are there any environmental hazards associated with these crops we modify? In other words, what does this do to the environment?
Oh, there's all kinds of issues going on with the environment. For example, they said that, you know, these products were going to require less pesticides and herbicides and fertilizer. That's not true. And in fact, with the soy, you're finding record amounts of herbicide being used now. So you have massive environmental pollution still going on with the pesticides and the herbicides. Another thing is, they said that the soil and water pollution were not going to be as bad when these crops are grown, but those things are still a serious problem. You're dealing with herbicides that disrupt the beneficial soil microorganisms that are required for plant growth. Another big thing here, Stan, is that herbicide-tolerant traits are crossbreeding with weeds and surrounding native plants, creating what they call super weeds, which are resistant to herbicides. So, for example, take the soybean. Okay, they've genetically engineered the soybean to be immune to Roundup Ready herbicide. So now you can take Roundup and spray it on all of these plants, and it will theoretically kill all your weeds and all your surrounding native plants and leave the soy completely untouched. But there's studies now that are saying that the gene traits from the soy are being transferred into these weeds and these other crops around, or these other plants and herbs around the field, and so now the Roundup isn't going to work anymore.
We got super weeds. Of course, this happens by pollination, and these new genetic traits, some of them come from cancers and tumors. They use them as carriers and antibiotic resistant substances. They're beginning to spread from one field to the next field, to the next field, and you're not hearing about it. Hold that thought.
Okay.
Well, we have a brand new video today on the Oklahoma City bombing. It's called Oklahoma
what really happened. And first, it consists of a lot of never-before-seen video footage. Now, it was seen in Oklahoma City immediately following the bombing of the Murrah Building, but blacked out across America. And in this footage, you're going to see the commentators talking about the other bombs that were in the building at the time of the initial bombing. We're told, of course, that Timothy McVeigh acted independently. We're told many things by the media, but wherein does the truth lie? Oklahoma City, what really happened, it will give you the opportunity to see long suppressed video footage of what really transpired. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for Oklahoma City, what really happened.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. In the 1970s, there was a group of Italian immigrants in the small town of Rosetto, Pennsylvania, who drew worldwide attention for their unusual cardiovascular health, despite their pasta diets. I recently uncovered the fact that their unusual health was attributed to the precious red wine which they imported from Italy. Today we know this as the French paradox, the fact that the French exhibit greater cardiovascular health, despite their fatty diet, because of the red wine they drink. Wouldn't it be great to enjoy the health benefits of red wine without the calories, alcohol, and sulfite preservatives? Well, now you can with Longevinex, the world's first stabilized red wine molecules preserved in an airtight capsule just like in a sealed bottle of red wine, equivalent to 5 glasses of the best red wine. Call 866-405-4000 to order Longevinex for healthy aging without the calories and alcohol, 866-405-4000.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Tieri. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest is Greg Sciola from the Crusader. Greg, why don't you get your telephone number out if anybody would like to get in touch with you or subscribe to your magazine, which is fascinating, and we do take that.
Okay. The telephone number is toll-free 1-800-593-6273. And
give that one more time.
Okay. It's 1-800-593-6273.
And do you have a website at all where any of this material on genetic engineering and genetically engineered food is actually available?
Yes. The website is www.healthlies.com. So www.healthlies.com.
And do you have a website for the Crusader?
That my main website now, Stan.
All right,
so they can find some information on a lot of the different health issues that we cover. And also, anybody listening to the program, if they'd like to get a sample copy of our magazine that we put out, be happy to send them a copy for free. Just call that 800 number and say that you heard us here on your program, and we'll make sure that you get a sample copy of that for free.
All right. Now, why are genetically modified foods being certified as kosher?
Well, that's a pretty interesting question. I actually designated a whole chapter in my book to the biblical aspect of genetic engineering, which is something that's not really being discussed. When I got onto this whole issue, and when I put this chapter in my book about the Bible, because there are passages in the Bible that talk against, you know, cross-mixing of species, whether it's people or whether it's with animals or whether it's with plants or crops. And so I was wondering why all these products on the market that contained genetically engineered ingredients still had a kosher symbol on it. And that really intrigued me. So I wrote to the largest OU, the largest kosher organization in the world, which is the OU. And they actually wrote a response back, and the letter that they wrote to me is printed in the book. But in a nutshell, they basically said that there's no problems in their mind with genetic engineering, because all they're doing is copying the memory of the genes. They are saying that they're not putting any parts of the organism into whatever they're splicing. It might get a little technical, but for example, you look at the Human Genome Project or the Microbial Genome Project, all these things that were funded by the United States government. They have taken the entire human genome and the microbial genome, which means that all the bacteria that they can put their hands on, they're able to decode these things at the genetic level, and then they take all this information and they put it on information databases, which are held by agencies of the U.S. government, and then these geneticists and these labs all over the world can go up on a computer file and download the genetic sequence of a specific trait. And so, in their mind, they're not taking a part of a person. Say a specific gene in a human makes their eyes turn blue. I'm just using a crazy analogy. But if through the Human Genome Project now, they can go in on a computer database and target that gene and then replicate that gene. It's not like they're taking a piece of that gene from your eye. They're taking the memory of that gene, and then they recreate it or they replicate it through a bacterium. They ferment it in a bacterium process, and that's how they multiply these things so they can use them on a mass scale. So when you get into the kosher issue, their response is, hey, there's no part of the analogy that they used that they said to me, is it a problem to use a gene from a chicken in a potato? And they said that they checked with their rabbis, and they said there isn't a problem doing that because there's no part of the chicken in the potato. All they did was take the memory of a chicken gene and put it into the potato. Therefore, they still believe that it's kosher. And I was actually astounded that I got the response that I did. And I think that a lot of people, especially Jewish people who follow kosher law, who follow biblical law, they're going to be pretty shocked to find that this stuff is being certified. And yet you can go right to the Bible, Stan. You can go to Deuteronomy. You can go to Leviticus. You can find things in the New Testament. And we can cover some of that a little bit here, that will directly show people that this is not sanctioned by God. This does not have heaven's approval upon it. And I was astounded when I saw that the chief kosher organization in the world, which is the OU, is giving their tacit approval of these foods, as well as all the other kosher organizations. I haven't found one yet that has taken a stand against this technology.
Well, so, I think really what people have to understand is to get the gene from into these organisms, they've got to put an antibiotic-resistant marker on it. Sometimes they'll use a viral particle, or they'll use other particles from other animals or fish, or you know, they'll begin to put this into a fish gene, into a tomato, so it won't freeze. But they put the antibiotic-resistant markers in there. What happens when you get those antibiotic-resistant markers, and now you need to be able to use antibiotics? What impact is that going to have on you? Well, we'll be back in just a moment here, in just a moment.
Tape set, genocide. And one of the tapes is an interview with a Dr. Dinigan who heard back in 1969 actually a talk given by Dr. Day, who would later become the president of Planned Parenthood. And Dr. Day laid out the whole plan for America. The fact there are too many people, the fact that we're going to have to create new diseases, the fact that we're going to have to conceal some of the very obvious treatments for cancer because people are going to have to die of something. They might as well die of cancer. An incredible interview and a series of other interviews that will go into the background of what is happening in America, why new diseases are cropping up all the time. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for copies of our four-tape set, Genocide. It's vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perish. America, our values, our future are under attack today.
Dr. Stan Monteith, and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
Sophisticated investors are buying gold and silver today because the dollar has lost almost 50% of its value in relationship to the euro, and the price of gold and silver has increased almost 40%. If you're interested in learning more about precious metal investing, why don't you call Bo at 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177, or visit him at Elliott's Stamp and Coin Shop in downtown Santa Cruz at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building, which is located between Trader Joe's and the Signature Twin Movie Theater. Bo's telephone number is 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177. And he's located at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building. And if you mention you heard about Elliott Stamp and Coin Shop on Radio Liberty, why, you'll get a 15% discount.
Leading edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high-quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and of course our guest is Greg Sciola, the Crusader, and we're talking about genetically modified food. Greg, what can you tell us about Terminator seeds?
Well, that's another interesting aspect of genetic engineering, and I do have a segment in the book that talks about that as well, Stan. This is the next level, or the next step of genetic engineering. Terminator seed derives its name from the fact that they've bred these crops, such as corn, such as soy, such as the rapeseed or slash canola or cotton, to only produce one harvest, meaning that you go out and take your soybeans, genetically engineered soybeans, you plant them in the field, those soybeans that you harvest off of that crop, you take them and plant them in the field next year, they're dead. That's why they call them Terminator, meaning that they will not reproduce a second time. Now, the reasoning that the biotech companies are giving for using this technology is that farmers are growing this food against their will without signing technology use agreements. You have, in order to grow any genetically engineered seed, you have to go to an approved seed dealer, which is established by these biotech companies, and sign these agreements to say, I'm going to grow this soy in my field and or this corn or whatever, and that I'm not going to take that the second generation of those seeds, and I'm not going to replant them in my field again. And Monsanto and some of these other biotech companies have been suing farmers all over North America over the last 7 or 8 years because there have been cases where farmers have taken seed and grown it a second time. Monsanto is forced right now to run virtually a spy operation on all the farmers that are growing this food because they're saying we have to protect our patented property rights with this technology. So the next step for them, so that they don't have to go through this rigorous policing of all these farms, is to introduce Terminator technology. So now you go to your approved seed dealer and you grow your soy. Well, there's no worry that the farmer's going to take that seed and grow it the next year. That seed's all going to be infertile. It's dead. It's not even going to grow. What is that stuff going to do to our body? It's ridiculous. And look at the implications on something like that, Stan, that farmers, since man has lived on the earth, have always saved seed every year. But this is what's going on, and this is why I get so angry, is because these big corporations are hijacking the entire food supply of the United States through what they're doing with genetic engineering. And so now they get all these farmers entered into all these agreements to grow all this food, and now they're totally at the mercy of these seed dealers to give them that seed the following year. And so if they introduce Terminator seed, who are they going to go get the seed from the second year? And I even put this analogy in my book. If you can genetically engineer, take soy, I'll keep focusing on that one. If you can genetically engineer a soybean to only yield one crop, so the second year seed of that is dead, my question is, then where is Monsanto or these biotech companies going to continue to keep growing extra seed so that they can sell that seed to these guys the following year? If you use logic on this thing, you can see that what they're doing is the end of all life. It's total control of the planet, and we're going to be slaves in this system if we don't wake up and realize that these biotech companies and these big agribusiness companies do not have our best interests at heart. They've been destroying the American farmers for the last 50 years, and biotechnology is just another aspect of taking further control of America's farms. And Terminator seeds, in my opinion, is right out of the pit of hell.
Now, what are these top secret field tests that are being conducted now?
Well, there's a lot of these fields that are going on. There's a whole other aspect of genetic engineering. They call it biofarming. And biofarming involves growing vaccine genes, human genes, pharmaceutical drug genes, a litany of different things into food crops. And you have Greenpeace and some of these other organizations around the world that are trying to blow the whistle on a lot of these things that are going on with the biotech companies. There have been cases around the world, especially over in Europe, where they did some test plots of different crops where these fields were burned down or they were destroyed. So in order to get around this, they're running a covert secret operation around the world where they're growing all kinds of different top secret plots of food that we have no idea what it is, except the little bit that we can pick up from the news or from the government on their websites.
And basically what they're doing is they'll try to grow a hormone in a plant. These are very, very convenient means of producing the things that might be very expensive to get from other sources or enzymes or all of these things. But, of course, you can have this growing in your own field. What happens when the pollen spreads to the adjacent field? Do we really know where we're going with these things? We have no long-range plans at all. They're just going ahead. They're doing it. Of course, they bought off the politicians and they bought off the bureaucrats. But what happens if something goes wrong? Well, let's go to Mike, who's calling us from Santa Cruz. Hi, Mike. Did you have a question?
Well, yes, Dan. I had a question, but I forgot what it was when he was talking about growing human genes in a plant.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Is that going to make us into cannibals, as if we weren't already?
Well, I don't know the implications of it, Mike, but I just feel very uneasy. I feel God is pretty smart. He knew what he was doing, and we're tampering with what God has made.
Well, God allows a lot of stuff.
He sure does.
To the point when he's going to cut it off.
Well, between man's plan and time and God's plan and eternity, believe me, there's an infinite quality of difference.
Yeah. I think I just remembered my question. If Monsanto, for example, can claim ownership of the seeds that are produced on the plants the farmer grew, what's the chance that Monsanto is going to claim ownership of the crops that the farmer grew, since very often those seeds that Monsanto claims ownership of are inside the crops?
Well, this is exactly what's going to happen, Mike. This is why I'm trying to alert some of the farmers to this as well. The fact is, America is being set up for a massive decline in their standard of living. We're going to be brought down to third world status, and so it's very convenient for these biotech companies to advance this technology and grow a lot of these things outside the United States, or grow it in the United States, get rid of these farmers and bring in a bunch of Mexicans and a bunch of third world nations who sit on these farms and grow this stuff for them. They control all the food. They claim ownership on all of it. That's exactly what they're doing. And it's basically Satan taking his system and planting it over God's system and claiming it for his own. And that's why I get so upset when I see what's happening, because that's exactly what's going on.
What sort of cross-species experiments are going on today? In other words, where they're taking things from one species and putting it from another?
Well, it follows right up with this question you just asked me on the biofarming. You know, there's all kinds of tests that are happening in the fields with the human genes growing into different crops, but with cross species, and I don't mean to say that these products are on the market and that they're available for us to eat today, but the fact is these are things that are happening in genetic or biotech laboratories by top secret field tests or whatever. For example, and this is just a sample of some of the things that we've heard going on that have been released in the media, Stan. Human genes growing into pigs for organ transplants. They call it xenotransplantation, but they can take human genes and manipulate them so that a pig could grow a liver, a kidney, a heart, whatever, that genetically matches you so that they can harvest that organ and put it into your body. This is where they're trying to go with this science. There's another story that came out a couple years ago that they were growing mice cells with human brains, or mice with human brains, and one of the professors involved in the study said that the next step would be to produce mice with brains made up entirely of human cells. You have chicken eggs that have been altered with human genes so that they can produce drugs that they can give back to humans. You have jellyfish genes growing into baby monkeys. You got human genes in tomatoes and peppers in China. Human genes in fish that they've tested in Canada. Human growth hormone, the same thing when you get onto the milk. The pituitary gland is what stimulates the growth hormone in the body, whether it's with a human or whether it's with a mammal like a cow. And so they've done it with the cows, with the milk, where they can replicate the growth hormone from the pituitary gland to make them produce more milk. Well, these geneticists said, well, hey, let's see if human genes will make it grow even faster. So now they've done tests where they can take the growth hormone from a human out of their pituitary and manipulate it and try to see what kind of results they're going to get out of that by sticking it into a cow.
And, of course, what they do is they grow these things in yeast. And, of course, this is how they go about creating some of these recombinant hormones. Mike, did you have another question?
Has PETA weighed in with an opinion on any of this?
I'm sorry, has who?
PETA.
PETA? No, of course, you wouldn't expect that. They are simply a creation of the establishment.
Well, it just seems like some of them ought to have something to say about all this.
Where's PETA when we need him?
Yeah, well,
I don't know where they stand. I haven't heard any thoughts on them on some of these issues. But
the real purpose behind PETA is they hate human beings. They hate humanity. They're not really interested in the animals.
They don't want human beings intermingling with their vegetables.
All right, fine. Anyway, anything else, Mike?
Well, how about the vegans?
Okay.
The vegans?
Yeah.
Well, a lot of them that are aware of this technology are very upset about it. You know, anybody that's a vegetarian, anybody that follows biblical law, kosher law, anybody that wants to eat a clean living, you know, we don't have a choice. And to see that these things are going on, this is really where our whole society goes. I mean, I could spend a whole program here with Stan talking about genetic engineering and not even get into the food. This is where our whole society's going. Look at the movies that Hollywood's put out. Look at the cloning, the stem cell research. All this stuff is where our whole society's going. So the question is this really what God wanted for mankind? Go back to times in the world before the time of the flood of Noah that came on the earth. What did God destroy the world for? He said that the whole world became corrupt. Only Noah was righteous in his generations and his genes because this contamination happened before on the earth. And God got so upset by it that he brought a flood upon the earth and destroyed it. You read in the scriptures that this technology is an abomination, but this is where the world's at today.
Amen to that. Well, thanks very much, Mike, and let's go to Ken calling from Watsonville. Hi, Ken.
Hi, Dr. Stan. And I want to say that if anybody can afford his books and such and magazines and so on to get them, because I myself have a problem with the genetically modified items, and it may be the pesticides or it may be the genetically engineered things, and I've gotten sick on things that were supposed to be organic.
I see, but you see, they're not really labeling these things. You have no way of knowing whether you're getting genetically engineered milk, whether you're getting genetically engineered tomatoes, or and certainly even if the organically grown food that you're getting really is organically grown.
That's right, but I wanted to say that you have to read the label very closely to make sure, like, for instance, the canola oil was in it, and it didn't say organic, and I told my doctor, hey, that popcorn you told me, that was when I had the teeth, the popcorn that you said about blah, 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 it was I got chest pains like it was the homocysteine that I've had before, and
right.
This is the thing that the people don't even know what's hitting them when it is something that they messed with. And the seeds that I've been trying to grow for 2 years, as such, I have wondered whether there's a Terminator gene in them because I could not get some of them to sprout and they weren't that old.
Okay.
So, thank you.
Thank you so very much. And, of course, the thing is that they've engineered most of the soy crops. They've engineered most of the canola oil. And you can get allergies from them, but we really don't know the long-term results of this genetic engineering. And believe me, the government isn't going to try to find out because so many of the people working for the Federal Drug Administration are simply on the take. And many of their scientists are actually getting retainers from the very companies they're supposed to be working for. Certainly we see this with the NIH. There's been a tremendous fuss about that. But, of course, they keep right on going because the scientists say, after all, you know, you're not going to have good scientists here unless we can get paid by the drug companies. So where is this whole thing going? What's going to happen, Greg? Because I know you're concerned about it, and I share your concern. I used to think initially this was simply the ravings of the lunatic left, and now I'm beginning to sound like exactly like they do, and I think that we better start listening to them.
Yeah, well, my view on it, I like to be very optimistic. I'm a guy who wants to give people solutions. But when I see the level of intensity that's thrown at the whole biotech industry, Stan, and I see what's happening on the farm, when I see what's happening when you watch the movies and you see what they're doing with genetic engineering through the movies, you can see that this is not going to stop unless it's going to come to a cataclysmic end, in my opinion, with a final battle between good and evil, with God and Satan going at it over this technology. This is just one aspect that's leading this world to what a lot of people, including myself, believe are the end times. I think that you're going to see the cloning come out of this. You're going to see these crops continue to spread. They're proliferating. In fact, there's a story that I just pulled off the internet today that said that, where is it here? Because I have it right here in front of me, that genetically engineered crops are up 20% from 2003, according to a new report that was just released. And there's over 200 million acres of genetically engineered crops that are growing. The United States, obviously, is the biggest producer of it, but Canada's right behind us, and South America with Brazil and some of these other countries are right behind us with this technology. And so the United States is going to continue to support these biotech companies. The same thing is happening with the pharmaceutical companies. They're all in bed together, and their aim is to continue to grow their enterprise, to create the Mystery Babylon system. You go back to the time of Nimrod and the time when he was running the city of Babylon, that's the Empire of Babylon. They built a tower, and they said, let us build us a tower that reaches unto heaven. It wasn't in height that they were building that tower. They were trying to get to heaven with their minds, with what they were trying to do. They were trying to open up some gate. And God said there that anything that they think of, they shall be able to do unless we stop it. Well, that was 4,000 or 5,000 years ago. Now we're today, anything that man can think of in his mind can be brought into reality. And nobody's policing biotech laboratories. Nobody can regulate what's happening out there. For example, Santa, if you think that an elephant gene can make a human grow 20 feet tall, what's to stop these guys from doing this stuff?
Well, I think that some of the things they're doing truly are amazing. And start when they start using viral carriers, part of a virus, as a carrier. And then these antibiotic-resistant genes, you know, as part of the carriers. And we start going from plants into humans or humans into plants. I think that we're beginning to actually dabble in things that God doesn't want us to, and I'm very concerned. I know that certainly people are getting terrible allergies and allergic reactions to some of these genetically engineered crops. I'm sure you've run into that, haven't you?
Oh, absolutely. Allergies are huge, and so is cancer. It's exploding. I say on my magazine cover, as part of our mission statement, you're dealing with over 3 million people a year in the United States alone dropping dead from disease. Every 2 years, that's a Hitler Holocaust, and nobody stops to ask whether the pesticides and the herbicides and the chlorine and the fluoride and the genetically engineered foods and all the stuff that we're being assaulted with plays a role in this. Absolutely plays a role in this. This is a major attack coming against us, and they're trying to call our numbers. This is population control at its worst. And it's happening with most people going about their lives totally clueless that it's happening to them.
Well, I think that what we need are good scientific studies that are done independently of either the federal government, because they are on the take, or of the drug companies, because, of course, they have a vested interest in selling these things, and they really don't care. And so I really think that what we're going to have to do is get independent scientists to do these studies to find out. We know that some of these studies have shown disastrous effects from these genetically engineered foods. Greg Sciola, thank you so very much for being with us. It's been a real pleasure. We look forward to having you with us on the evening program.
Oh, great, Dan. I appreciate you having me on. I look forward to doing something with you again.
Bye-bye.
Okay, take care.
Have you ever wondered what really happened at Waco? Have you ever wondered if maybe the government was not giving you the full story? Well, there is the most amazing video. It's called Waco, the Rules of Engagement, 2.5 gripping hours of the story of a government onslaught under a group of peaceable people. Now, religion may be different than yours and mine, but they were still Christians, they still believed in the Bible, and they believed that the government would one day become their enemy and destroy them. Well, Waco, the Rules of Engagement is a video that everybody who loves freedom should see, because the ultimate conclusion is the government did not want them to come out. The government did everything they could to keep them from coming out, to antagonize them, loud music, lights all the time, to totally create a situation where they could not think clearly or respond normally. Waco, the Rules of Engagement is currently unavailable at the regular sources. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR right now.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and of course this is the time when we want to mention some of the other items that we carry which we hope that you'll want to get. Certainly, if you really want to understand the dark forces that we're up against, you really ought to think about getting our Pagan Agenda. Yes, we have a 4-tape set on the Pagan Agenda. We even have a Pagan Agenda special, and it includes one of my favorite books, and that's called The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow by Constance Cumby, the book that I first read that began to take me into the realization that there really are occult organizations. These people have meetings, in fact, in every major city in the United States, including the one where I live. Why, there is a metaphysical bookstore where you can buy books on Satanism and witchcraft and the writings of Helena Petrovna Blavatsky and Annie Besant and Alice Bailey. And of course, you can get the books there by Stephen Rockefeller, who works so closely with Marie Strong and Mikhail Gorbachev. There is a whole culture within our society that most people are really unaware of because our religious leaders aren't telling us, but it ties into Masonry and the Rosicrucians and Theosophy and the New Age. So why don't you go ahead and, of course, give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. And, of course, if you'd like to get the material on the Pagan Agenda, you can get the 4-tape set. You can get the book, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. Or, of course, you want to get a lot more for your money while you get the Pagan Agenda special. And all of our specials are $69.95, and we pay the postage on them. But you get extra tape sets, and you get videos. And we want you to understand the true nature of the spiritual battle in which we're engaged here. Again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because we truly are at war today. Well, Dr. Stan back here, and of course, if you'd be interested in getting the Crusader magazine, why don't you call them at 800-593, that's 6273, that's 1-800-593-6273. Actually, we are going to be carrying something that they carry that's called a Bible bar. My wife eats them, and you can go into any health food store, and they have these sort of fruit bars are a couple of dollars. The ones we'll be selling would be a dollar and a half. It's called the Bible bar, and it's made of the seven basic grains and subjects that are talked about in Deuteronomy. They really taste good. We have them, and you're hungry during the day, you eat a couple of bites of that, and you don't get candy or other things that are bad for you. Those are the Bible bars, and they'll be available, boxes, I think they're 18 in a box, from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And my wife is saying they have a lot of great information at the Crusader, so give them a call at 800-593-6273. Now, if you're interested in this subject of genetically engineered food, and you should be, we have a 4-tape set on genetically engineered food. And they may know about it at the exchange when you call 1-800-544-8927, but just tell them you want the 4-tape set on genetically engineered food. Greg Sciola, who is our guest today, has a book. It's called GMOs, Beware the Coming Food Armageddon. It's only $8.95. And we also carry the book by Jeffrey Smith called Seeds of Deception. Now, this is an excellent book, and it's very, very readable, and it's sort of almost like an encyclopedia on everything you need to know. It's not that expensive. That's Seeds of Deception by Jeffrey Smith, and it really gives you a great deal of information on genetically engineered food. When you begin to study this, when you begin to understand about recombinant bovine growth hormone that produces this insulin-like growth factor that increases the incidence of prostate cancer by 300% and increases the incidence of breast carcinoma 700%, you better find out what's going on, and you better help us get the information out across America. We're under attack on all sides. We're under attack for the people who want to get you to get those vaccines, because they have a toxic effect on your mind. And you've heard me tell about Dr. Fudenberg and the dramatic increase, 1,000% increase in the incidence of Alzheimer's disease. And if you want the documentation for what I'm saying, give us a call. If you want the documentation by Dr. Fudenberg, F-U-D-E-N-B-E-R-G, call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. You can go to his website and get a copy of his abstract. But he points out if you take 3 to 4 influenza shots over a 5-year period, and you're between 60 and 65, 10 years down the line, your incidence of Alzheimer's disease is up 1,000%. And think what that does. The mercury in there and the other things, if they'll destroy the mind of an elderly person, what will they do to a mind, the formative mind of a 6-month-old child? There really are wicked and evil people out there. You need to understand just how wicked they are. You need to get our 4-tape set on population control. You need to get our 4-tape set on the new order of the barbarians. You need to get our 4-tape set on mercury. Our 4-tape set on aspartame and MSG. Our 4-tape set on fluoride. Our 4-tape set on vaccinations. You need to understand, and you're going to have to look after your own health. You can't depend upon anybody else, and you're responsible for the health of your children. The book you need to get is, of course, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life by Dr. Russell Blaylock, that covers many of the things we're talking about. And Russell Blaylock's a personal friend. Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. My wife wouldn't be without that book. It's got so much good information in it. His other book, Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills. Or, if you have a friend that has cancer, Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients, all by Dr. Russell Blaylock. Beautifully done. A 4-tape set with Dr. Blaylock. Life-Saving Secrets. That's Life-Saving Secrets, and of course you need to have the information. Call us at 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like a free copy of our, certainly one of our newsletters, by January letter, pardon me, our December letter is out now. It's on fluoride, it's as well. Until Monday, may the Lord be with you.